Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, last question, and it's just a yes or no answer. Will the Broncos have a coach at this time next week? Because I'm sick and tired of hearing about Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, and I guess I just saw something today saying keep one eye open.
Yeah, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk said it's not closed yet. By the way, I hate to tell you, he could have closed that door a long time ago.
He doesn't want the door closed. He wants out of Michigan. And
no,
I don't know why Michigan fans find it. It's not a troll job. Your coach could have ended this a long time ago. He chose not to.
Well, and I also have to say, it's kind of – I was talking to Mike Stoney that does our morning show. I said, Michigan is kind of like the Warriors and Steve Kerr this year. Just anybody can run that right now because your team is loaded offensively. Figure it out on the defensive side. It's not going to make or break them this year. What you and your partner Mike Valeni have talked about is past this upcoming year. Where does Michigan stand?
Right.
And so that's the question mark. It's not this season.
No, you got enough for one more year.
To go all out.
You could run this back in this next season.
And Tron Moore could do just as good.
And you should probably win the Big Ten again.
You should, with what you have on offense.
It's after J.J. and Edwards and Corum and all of those guys leave.
What's there? Because what we're seeing is we don't know. Because
at that point, all you're going to have is Will Johnson on defense.
Yeah. And then
that's it.
I mean, they're after a couple big five stars that are supposed to be committing upcoming, and one's
not going there.
One is going to South Carolina, according to the crystal ball, and the other is going to like Oregon.
Nicola, something.
Yeah, the 6'5", 225. The kid's a freak of an athlete.
Yeah, he ain't going there. He's staying in South Carolina.
Yep. And the other kid, I forget what his name was, but it looked like he was going to be Oregon.
But here's the thing. And Vince Merrill, the Kentucky assistant, how can you feel good going to Michigan knowing that the coach doesn't want to be there?
We're just not knowing. It's not like he's come out and said a word.
Right.
These graphics that they put out on the Michigan football account, that doesn't mean anything to me.
Right. I mean, he gives the cryptic passive aggressive, nothing happier than being happy or something like that.
Until you're happier.
Like, what does that mean?
Also, let's look at it.
How hard is it to step into the microphone? Guys, I'm coming back to Michigan.
That's it.
Wolf of Wall Street. I ain't leaving.
That's it. That's all I would have ever taken. And it's no different than Mel Tucker going on Twitter and saying, I'm not leaving Colorado.
Right.
And then 2 days later, he's a Michigan State coach.
Right. He did that. And
because guess what? This doesn't hold weight.
It's not legal. Well, you said this on Twitter. And?
So what?
So, all right.
Anyway, that's all that I had. I just had to talk about it because I don't really get a chance to other than with Michigan fans, so.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the victory lap.
Yeah.
All right. For Evan, I'm glad you're back, Evan. I'm Rico. Keep watching, keep liking, keep subscribing, keep telling your friends. The 5-Star Zone. We will be back next week.